Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You got to see this thing. I mean, obviously God was dealing with Pat and he shared it with us, but it's a powerful thing. It's a very powerful thing.
Do tell.
What happened?
Do tell.
Let us know.
Well, it was a thing that it was very timely. And for some reason, he sent it to me.
I didn't get it.
Did you get it?
No, I checked it.
I'm like.
Then he made sure that I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
I sent it to you twice.
Oh, he just wanted to make sure you knew he was right.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of that, let's see what it says.
What does this
listen? Let's see what it says here. This is what it says. And this is important. It's just the simple definition of what by Ezra T. Benson, the difference between pride and humility. Remember, God resists the saints. No, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And it says, pride is concern that Pat's right. No, it says pride is concern.
You need some help over there?
I'm trying to read it. I gotta get my glasses.
All right, here we go.
Hold on. I got it. No, okay, relax a little bit. Hey. Humble yourself. Okay, listen. listen.
Oh. tilt.
Pride is concerned with who is right. You notice how he's trying to make things right away? Pride is concerned with who is right. And humility is concerned with what is right. That is so, I mean, that's a huge profound, because for years, I'm talking to folks, and I'm trying to figure out, I don't understand. I mean, it's green. And that is not even their issue. Their issue is not the fact that it's green. It's the fact that they want to be the ones that recognize they told you it was green. Like, you don't even think in that way, because pride's like saying, oh, I don't care about reality and what God's saying or anything. I just want you to know my place in this thing. You know, what about me in this thing? And if you have a humble person talking to a prideful person, I mean, they're like missing each other by a mile. You're going to find contention. You're going to find strife. He said, you know, where there's contention, that there's pride. And what you do is you have someone that's thinking about who's right. I mean, even look right now in regards to America and the church pointing the fingers to this person, this government official, that government official, this political party, that political party, instead of that's pride. Mm-hmm. The response would be, what's right? What does God expect from us? What does God expect from us? And he expects humility. Humility is defined as total dependency on God and respect for other people. People are not our fault. Your whoever is not your fault. You're your own fault. Your spouse really enjoying that right now. You're your own fault. Turn the radio up. We'll say it real loud so your children can hear as well in the back seat. You're your own fault. Right? And think about this. It's so important, because if we humble ourselves before the Lord, then we're digging into the Word of God and we're abiding with God to find out what's right. And believe it or not, people really will spend their last dying breath without telling you, I'm fighting for myself. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I hear. I don't know. So,
yeah. You know, speaking of the saints, I was listening to the interview of Drew Brees.
Really?
And this is what he said. I was really surprised, because they did well. Not because they did well, but because he said, because they went through this big journey or whatever. The New Orleans Saints is what I'm talking about. Drew Brees, he's the tight end. relax.
I'm fine.
Okay. No, he's a quarterback. He said, yes, the defense, because they're the one that won the game, Drew didn't, and said, they're playing with pride now. They're playing with pride. That's why we're doing good.
Oh.
And I thought, wow, is that pretty profound? You know, playing with pride. And it's like, you know, God resists. I mean, think about this. The creator of the universe resists the problem. The only thing you have left after God resists you is religion. That's all you have left. You have a form of godliness. And I'm telling you, I mean, look at all the religions that are around. I mean, they're... Don't think you can't go a long time thinking you're right when you're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And, but humility brings us to, I mean, sort of like the religious man, Jesus talking about the religious man and the other man, maybe tax collector. I'm sure that's what they talked about all the time. I know, a big shout out to all of our tax collectors out there. That, the tax collector falls to his knees and beats his chest and says, I'm, you know, woe is me. You know, I'm not going to make it. And the religious man says, I'm glad I'm not like him. And how many people, prideful people, are focused on the who, and they won't even touch the what. They won't even reach out to the lost. They won't, because they're just thinking, like, I'm trying not to be them, because they are who they are. The pride is about self. And when you look at 95% of the church in America, according to George Barna, will not go out and reach that man beating his chest. They won't go out and win in their entire lifetime. When one person, think about this, one person to the Lord in their entire life, they won't tell somebody. They're ashamed, potentially. Think about it. It must be for 65 years, for 70 years, for 50 years, for 80 years, scared, terrified, and ashamed of Jesus Christ. And he says, if you're ashamed of me before men, then I won't even bring you up to the Father. And it's like, this is not some optional thing. This is just not, it's just not optional. But for some reason, you know, we'll pay $1 million for somebody else to do. And so we're like back down with you know, Pope Gregory here in Rome trying to buy our salvation with the and that's what they would do. They would sell it. They would say you could buy repentance. You could buy things. And so today's church, it's not the same lingo. But if somebody says, "How much money can I give you to go out and win a soul?"
All right.
Did you ever think telling about your coworkers about God? Well, they'd never believe I was a Christian the way I had to work. And it's just not optional. And this is really a huge thing, because it's just a reality. A reality is that pride is concerned with whose is right. And that's what you see right now the church doing in America. It's what happens in marriages. It's what happens in families. It's what happens in gatherings. And it's like, we got to humble ourselves. And humility is concerned with what's right, which means that's somebody in the Word of God trying to figure out, what do I need to do? How do I need to change my life by God's grace and God's mercy? And a man who does not read the Word of God, who calls himself a believer for the purpose of transforming his life, is a man with pride.
No doubt.
Because not only is 81% don't read their Bible, only 3% of the 19% that do read their Bible even make any life-transforming decisions based on it. Which means, dear God, help us for the pride. We're wondering why it looks like God's resisting America right now. Could it be because we're thinking about ourselves? Don't you understand who we are? We're America. The very last words that Israel said before they went into bondage. And it's like, come on, please, let's don't repeat that. And man, just really makes you think about it. So I want to encourage you, just simple truth today to soak on. And I just want to thank Pat for sharing it with us. And and the practicum is pride is concerned with who is right, but humility is concerned with what is right. And what is right now is to repent and turn back to God. Let him hear and let him heal our land. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business, or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.